Hello?
Hello?
Alex, hey, John with Local Splash, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Whole lot of nada, man. are you available?
Hey, I'm on my way home.
Okay, I was going to say you're cutting in and out there. I heard you're on your way home.
Hang on one second. Hang on.
Okay.
All right, so can you hear me better?
It kind of goes in and out, but I got you. Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, Alex, this is cutting in and out a lot.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Hang on a second. Hang on. I'll try to plug my phone in. Can you hear me better now?
Oh yeah, way better.
All right. Hang on one second.
All right.
I'm trying to put you in my car. Can you hear me?
Yep, I got you.
Alright, so I talked with my partner and we basically made some decisions to where what we're going to do is we've had better success. Well, he's had better success with other companies he owns with Google. So we're definitely going to go the Google route, but he made a good point. Right, so my partner's a lot, you know, he's definitely more experienced in certain areas than me. He's interested in what you have to offer, but what he wants, and I'll kind of read you off what we were talking about earlier. What he wants from you, and what we both want from you is this. So, he wants to ask a few questions. So basically where we're at is, we took a look at the website and we were looking at other things and, you know, we saw that, we saw some of the cost breakdowns as well, right?
Yeah.
So for
yeah.
other packages,
now you know
so I know
bluffing.
You were.
Yeah, tell the truth.
Yeah, so what you said was, $449 a month or the $300, the $900 for 3 months, and what he was seeing on your website is there were other costs, like per click and like for ad costs and things like that. So what he wanted to know was what is Local Splash's success with other solar companies?
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
like, have you
That's
worked with
right.
other
yeah.
solar companies? Have you worked?
Oh, yeah.
It didn't show any of them on the website.
Okay. Let me see if I have someone off bat. Like that might be a little difficult to find here off the bat. Let me double check.
Right. So,
all this stuff.
I would like if you could email me all this stuff. That would be fantastic. That way I could forward it to him, and we can make. Because basically where we're at is. There's been too much money spent within our company that hasn't been doing anything for us. We haven't borne any fruit of our spending yet. And, so he just wants to make sure that every dollar we're going to be putting out, whether it's with you or anybody else, we have done our research and we are making the best decision. So, I'm going to be getting all this information from you, and I'm going to be having a meeting with him, not just about this, but with other things that we've been talking about. We're going to have a sit-down meeting, and we're going to be able to make a informed decision on everything here. Like, it's strictly just business, nothing personal. I know the value of Google, but he did bring up some good points. So that's something that,
right.
you know, like I said, we're definitely going to need to look at. So he wants to have, obviously, if we can get emails over that, your success with other solar companies, he wants to know what our competition is, because I know you're probably not working with just us, right? So,
no, we are.
You know, other solar companies, You're not working with any other solar companies?
Not in your area. That's the reason why we're able to reach out to you. So we have an inventory team for one, right? And when a position becomes available, don't ask me how. Maybe someone fell off, or we just opened a position in that area. Whatever the case may be, they send it over to our other team that goes ahead and they do a little research. They say, okay, are they on the first page? Or can we help them? You know, they see an opportunity, that's when they make a call out. That's why I was the one that called out to you, right? I'm the guy to make sure that the package is not bleeding the money out, making sure that you stick with us for a long time, that, you know, by giving good results.
What area are you talking about, though? Because we sell all the way from San Antonio to Waco, and like I said, all the way from Llano, Maynard to College Station. So are we the only solar company that you're working with in those areas?
Yeah. Well, you would be. So we have this package that goes, so the Google Ads package goes about 110 miles out. That's where from your exact location of your business. So whatever location you put in there, it can go 100-mile radius, okay? The next thing is, far as your clicks, I know you guys mentioned this is very important to understand, too. We're not charging anything additional. It's already included in your package, because that's the beauty behind us. That's different than other companies where they pay monthly and then they have to pay per click on there. We're already aware of that. So because it's us being a premier partner with Google, we're able to bundle service at a very affordable rate. So let's say you did it for like a month, right? That's only right there. That's $300 worth putting towards your ad spend already. That's your clicks already every month.
Right, and how many clicks do we get for $300 a month?
A click from Google Ads are anywhere from like $5, could be $10, like it fluctuates between there, right? So you're looking at every time replenishing every time. So it'll never go above that. And if it does, it's not like we take you off of Google or anything like that. It stays there. It's just, you know, as far as the clicks on that, it's going to look a little different as your ad part. Does that make sense so far?
Yes. Okay.
And so,
everything that we're talking about right now, would you mind jotting it down so you could just send it to me in an email as well?
Yeah, of course.
That way I can send it over to my partner as well. That would be fantastic. Yeah, everything like from the 100-mile radius to the 30 included in the $300 a month, just everything, that way he can see the success with other solar companies. The fact that you're only marketing our solar company from those areas,
yep.
Just all of that good stuff. Now the other one is he actually, you know, you kind of mentioned this, but he also asked me like, what would be from you to me or you to us? What would be your recommendations for ad spend to get X amount of, you know, appointments or whatever, X amount of results. You know what I mean? That's one of the big ones.
So my personal opinion is like this. I mean, we can show stats to say, all right, you have this many searches done in your areas, right? And when last we spoke, we talked about this actually, you know, for solar, it was actually like 1,300 searches, I believe, or something like that in the area. It was ridiculous. Definitely a high demand. It's just a matter of them finding you, right? So with having a 3-month part that we're going to use to get pretty much, I mean, if you're asking me, like $449, it would be monthly. But if you did the 3-month contract with that I got approved for you guys, that's saving a ton. It's almost like having a free month if you look at it, like, at $900.
It is.
So
right.
Let's say you put in $900, you're looking at your spend, and you're looking at your analytics, because you'll be able to see everything firsthand yourself through the dashboard. You can see where the customers are calling from, what keywords are being used to find your company, and change it out from there as well. So you have full control of everything yourselves. But again, our team is going to be there for you as well. I think we remember us talking about that, you know? That way you could say, you know what, John? This is doing very well, but I think we can go ahead and put more ad spend in there, because it's going off like hotcakes. Like, you know what I mean? So kind of just plays by that, because if I was to say, oh yeah, put this much money down, blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the day, we're not in control of the customers calling you, right? At the end of the day, it's up to the customers to call you, you know? We just get that funnel for them finding you every time, so that way they make that decision to call you. right? So if anyone's saying, oh, yeah, put this money down, but, you know, I'd be lying to you if I said something like that, you know? I just want to look out for you on this end saying, hey, listen, if you want to save money, I have it approved for that. It's just a matter of getting that name out there in front of those customers. Have we done this before? Plenty of times. I mean, we've been in business coming up on our 19th year, okay? I think you saw our research on there. We have 4.9 star rating out of 5 for customer satisfaction. That's, we're results driven, you know? So even if you're with us for that three months contract down there, I'm going to tell you right now that we're still going to be working our butts off to make sure that we still earn your business for the next couple months after. Because it's not about getting on the first pages. It's also about consistently keeping you there. That means we have to stay on our A game for that, right? Making sure our promotions are there, making sure it's up to date. That's all very important pieces.
Right, and I get that. So if we get, but I guess the only thing I can really, I guess, say, or what I'm thinking of is, if we are paying $300 a month, is that going to be enough? Is that going to be enough money to make sure that we have enough clicks?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Gotcha. Okay, so here's the best part.
We're not going to, like, max out our spending and be like, right. Well, now nobody can see us for the rest of the month.
Well, no, they'll definitely see you no matter what. That's a given. But as far as the ad part out there, let's say you're like, John, you know what, we're doing 3 months, we got everything all set. And let's say on that first, I honestly don't believe it will happen, but let's say it does. Let's say you're like, John, we hit our max within like 2 weeks. This is crazy. We're doing very well. Well, then don't think that you're married to that pricing. You could always punish more into that if you wanted towards the Google Ads itself. You see what I'm saying? So being flexible with this is very important. I just got the approval to make sure to save you more money. I remember that's something you were mentioning. So I needed to make sure that could be done for you.
Right.
That's me being kind. That's all.
You're also mentioning, or where my partner's mindset is, if we don't care as much about saving money as in this situation as we do about results. So
gotcha.
If we have to spend a little bit more, if we have to spend a little bit more money to ensure that we're going to get more
results.
That's okay. So that's the thing with him is that, that's the thing with his mindset and who he is that we're okay with getting the deal for $449 down to $300 and having the $449 budget. That's okay.
Right.
Where his mind is though, is we want to make sure that we're spending, enough money to ensure that we're getting results. Because that's the issue with what we're having right now with the company that we're with doing our ads is we're not getting the results. You know, we're not seeing the results that we need and the results that we're paying for. I mean,
I hear you, Dan.
In the end, what we're getting for our money sucks.
Gotcha. Okay. So I'm going to tell you in the way of me being like right next to you saying, hey, listen, what can we do to make sure to, you know, not bleed out money, but at the same time making that right decision, you know?
Right.
I say it like this.
What's the recommended
This is what I recommend on there. If you were to do the savings as well, might as well take advantage of the savings part. Okay. That's what I'm going to say right now. That's first off. That's like a free month. Like I said, who wouldn't? So let's say you put in for 3 months, $900. Boom. You get these Google Ads up and running. Like I said, Google Ads get up there in the first 7 to 14 days on average. Like, that's pretty quick to figure out where it stands. Keep track of that first month to say, all right, man, this went pretty fast going through. Then we could prepare for the second or third month saying, hey, listen, we definitely need to put more of a budget towards these Google Ads. We could have that conversation at that point to say, all right, do we need to put more towards it or not?
Well, you see what I'm saying? $300 may be enough for now.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So if you want, by all means, let me know. We'll go ahead and make that happen. We're flexible to make that happen. That's not an issue. You know, I think the most important, though, is saying, all right, why put all this money into something where it's like you may not even need to? Okay, I hope I'm earning your trust when I say that. My manager's probably going to kill me. Like, why did you take more money? Like, you know, I'm just kidding. Our company's all about making sure we're building good relationships here for a long-lasting time. So, the jokes aside, Yeah, jokes aside here, though, you know, I think that if you're asking how much you should put down that's going to get results, I think with this, it's more than enough as of right now. If I'm wrong and it's not enough and you're like, man, this is doing really well, we will be able to see all this. You'll be able to see all that, whether it's on your phone, computer, your tablet, and we'll be able to see on the dashboard ourselves too. And we can have that conversation and say, hey, all right, listen, definitely you were right. Let's put more into there so that way, you know, you're constantly keeping up to stay on your A game for your company. If we're right and, you know, and you only put 900 down for the 3 months and it's just like right at that barrier, then by all means, great. You could still add more if you wanted to, or you could keep it the same. So that's how our process works.
No,
I know it's a long answer, but that's my truthful answer here.
Like I said, the only thing I would suggest at this time, since I like what I hear, I like what you're telling me, I think the best thing to do at this point is everything that you just told me, which is awesome, send it to me in an email. Send it to me in an email. I'll forward it to him literally right now. I'll tell him, hey, check it out. He sent it over to me. It's fucking some awesome shit. All the questions are answered. And I think he'll be really, really appreciative of that.
Okay.
And, like, yeah, dude, I think it's, you know, it's going to go a long, long way. Because that's, like, remember when I told you, remember when we talked and I was like, look, a lot of this was on me because my partner had some personal stuff going on?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that
pretty much, that ended. He's pretty much on A game now.
Good, man. I'm glad to hear that, honestly. Yeah, I remember you mentioning that.
Yeah,
so.
Because I had a nice conversation with him and I was like, look, I need you, bro. Like, I need you. Like, I came into this to do everything that I'm good at.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I came into this because I'm good at everything that I'm good at, but I need your help. I need your help with the lead. I can't do this on my own. And he pretty much took on to that and was like, I know. So, hey, I'm putting you in my ear real quick.
Okay.
When you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yep, I'm here with you, partner. All right.
All right, cool. Sorry, man. I just got home. My freaking dog's. My new dog has separation anxiety and he went nuts. Come on, let's go. He went nuts. And,
no worries, man. Dogs are family, man. Animals are family.
No idea.
You know what's crazy? Here, Alex, before I forget here, for some reason, I don't have the email saved on this account. What's the email? Like, it's
yeah,
information.
Use my work email, which is Alexander, so my name, Alexander, txpremiersolar.com. So txpremiersolar.com.
Awesome. All right, cool.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Just send it all there, and I'm going to forward it over to him. And that way, it can be as simple as, hey, dude, great meeting earlier. I spoke with John, and here's the information. You'll love it. Like, there we go.
All right, perfect.
So I think,
and Alex,
like I said, I think he's going to – go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yeah. Just to recap on my memory a little bit, too, did I send an email previously with everything on paper for you guys?
No.
Okay, so then I'll do that with everything in there. So give me a second here. So
yeah, I didn't see anything. So basically what we talked about was what your services cover, like where we're going to be able to be on the top of the page, like on all the platforms, the cost, what's included in the cost, your recommend, like what the your what you offered me, but what your recommendation is.
Okay.
How your success with other solar companies and some proof of it and the whole marketing thing, like where I said we want to market at and what you said how far that you go, like the 100 miles.
Right. Yeah, getting more detail for you guys a little bit. Okay, so in the beginning here, I'm going to put pretty much like, you know, everything we discussed, what it includes, blah, 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 right? But at the same time, I'll put the pricing in there and what I got approved in there, also get a reference in here, so that's going to take, give me a couple minutes for that one, but I'll be able to get that for you, no problem. I just don't have it off the top of my head right now. And then also, as far as the ads and how much goes towards the ads and things like that, I got you, man. I'm going to try to put as much as possible in here.
Please.
And then,
yes, because the more the better. The more the better. Because, you know, you're not the only company out there, and I know how he is. Like, so he actually went solar before we started this company, and he vetted 3 or 4 companies before he did it. You know, he sat down with them. It wasn't signed on the dot that day. It was, I need to do my research. So he's big on that. He's big on vetting companies. And I don't see why. I mean, like, look, I like everything I hear. I like the transparency. I like that you're willing to work with us. I get it. But I want to make sure that we're all comfortable, because now that he's back on board and, you know, he went through some financial hell. Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like it, man. From you telling me, like,
like he lost. He had an apartment complex, like a getaway in Colorado that burned down, and because of this business thing he had going on with another company, he ended up losing it. He has the Bentley that he has to get rid of. He lost an RZ today or the other day. He had to sell it, but he lost money on the sale. It wasn't a break. Like, he's been really, really fucked. And I'm doing everything I can to try to build this business so he can get out of that, and he can now be a part of a profitable business. So the ad thing that I have going on right now, John, I'm cutting it. Mm-hmm. As soon as we're off the phone, I'm cutting it. I'm taking away the admin. I'm killing the ad. I'm going to pay the little bit, the few bucks on it, and I'm killing the ad. I'm canceling that partnership. Like, we're done spending money.
So you're definitely making a change.
We are 100%. We are done, because I got 6 bullshit leads for after spending about $1,500, and that's garbage. And we're never doing that again. So we need people who know what they're doing. And that's why we need to vet the companies, including yours, right? We need to make sure we make a decision, it's 100% on us. We know we did the job right, and now we're letting you do your thing. We're not going to fight you on what you do. We're not going to fight you or any company on what they do when we hire them. We're just going to make sure that we hire the right company.
Right. And that just tells me your guys are going to do really well with this, no lie. I recently, it was very recent, it was actually, when was this? I think it was like days go by so quickly now. It was on it was on the 7th. So that was 2 days ago, on Tuesday, right? I actually signed up a different company in their area for Google Ads, right? And he was so hesitant because he was working with something else and he just couldn't, he was so scared, you know? And I was like, listen, I know you're scared and everything, but this is something we specialize in. We wouldn't be in business for that long and have that good credibility if we weren't good at what we do. And straight up, this guy was impressed already with everything, how fast we move, how communicative we are with each other, and he's already moving forward with a lot of stuff. So that's not a solar company, though, so I want to make sure I get a solar company for you. I think I have one in mind already right now. Actually, now I think about it, I'm going to look this up right now. Get you over at least a way so you could say, all right, if I typed in solar nearby in that area, you'll see them popping up on that first page, and you'll be able to see their ads, things like that. So I want to make sure I give you some good credibility here and get reassurance to your partner as well, because I know it's not just you. You know, we want to make sure we're all on the same page, all parties. Okay, to make this happen.
Right.
So I'm here with
and
you.
And that's so we need to make the right choice. We can't keep spending money and not having money come in. It's just, we can't do it anymore. I'm working, like, I didn't think this was going to happen, but I basically have to work for another company now while I'm doing this business, because money has just ran out, like, and it sucks because. And it's not like, dude, I'm not saying, like, it wasn't all my fault, like, because, like I said, my partner wasn't involved. So it was basically me being thrown to the wolves by myself, you know, because, I didn't have anybody by my side. You know, I had nobody teaching me. I had nobody showing me the ropes. I had nobody, you know, saying, hey, Alex, this is no good, or hey, let's check this out, or anything. I was thrown to the wolves making decisions that essentially didn't help us. And all it did was cost us money, but it taught me a lesson.
Right. And that's all we can do, though, you know? That's life. These crazy things happen, and it's about, not about just getting through it, it's about how we get through it. You know, I was just talking about this, you know? Because if you don't get through it the right way, then guess what? You're not prepared for the next time something comes along, right? Or it may even worse. So it makes us stronger as people and as business owners and in life in general. So it's just an experience. As long as you don't make that same mistake again, then that's a mistake, right? But if you're learning from those mistakes, you're moving forward, you're growing. That's part of the process. So embrace them, right?
Right.
That's what I would say.
Exactly.
And,
so I got to cancel everything that I'm doing right now, dude.
Okay.
I got a lot to do. I got a whole lot to do right now, man. Just fucking literally call it quits on these other shit that I was doing. I got to fucking end it all, man. It sucks. Like, you know, because these guys that I'm working with, I'm probably not going to be too happy when they're like, wait, I lost all my admin status. Yeah, it's done. Like, kill it.
Right. If you're not bringing the results, then, hey, what do you expect, you know?
Well, that's the thing. He's like, oh, you know, I got this guy. He has this ad that worked really, really well for this other guy. And I'm like, look, dude, like, you know, the best advice I got was, look, don't hurt them. Like, don't try to control them on what they do, but at least give them a month. And I said, okay, no problem. Well, it's been over a month. We've spent over $1,000, and we've gotten no results. So I can't keep doing it, dude. I can't. I'm sorry. There's got to be a better way. Right. The video's probably fine. So here's the craziest part. Everything that they put out sucked. I created a video that they used, and that was the only thing that got attention. That's it.
So,
just the video that I made. That was the only thing that got attention.
So everything you're doing is bringing stuff, and everything else everyone else is doing is not doing that thing
right
for you. Wow.
Nope.
All right.
I'm just paying. Every day I go on the billing page of Facebook ads, and I pay that $50, $25, $75. Every day I'm just spending money that's not even fucking mine, but it is mine because I take responsibility for it, and it just sucks. So now I got to do double the work. Like, I got to do double work. I got to fucking go. I got to do, basically it's all double work now. I got to go work a job with another company and work my own company now. It sucks, man. It fucking sucks. It's like, come on, dude. You're supposed to be helping me. I mean, it's like, you know, and the worst part about it is it's not their money, it's my money. Like, because the whole deal with them was, which is why I trusted them, the whole deal was, okay, we only make money off of sales. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll give you a chance because there's literally zero risk from me.
I
just pay you $500 to start, and then you make money off of sales. Well, I can't. You know, I can't keep going, dude. Like, that's the thing. Like, I just basically was like, at the end, I'm like, dude, I can't keep doing this, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can't. So
I hear you. And the exhaustion, I hear it in the voice and how you're speaking. You know, you seem like a genuine guy, and I know that you just gotta be working with the right people, man. And it's crazy how timing works out like this, you know? So we called out, you know, and it's almost like you have to be prepared for that. Luck doesn't go to anybody. It's luck, I believe. Luck goes to the prepared, because it's not called luck if they don't know what to do with it either. You know, look at people that win the lotto. They're in the worst of positions ever because they weren't prepared for it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'll put it that way.
I get it, man. I have zero friends, and that's because they don't. Most people don't act like they don't equal up to what I put out as a friend, and that I don't live my life any differently than that. Okay, I don't like when people take my kindness for weakness and they try to take advantage of me. I won't allow that, but at the same time, who I am, getting paid, not getting paid, this is who I am. This is the person I've always been. Helping people, I'm always there for people, and that's it. There's nothing really else to do or say. It's just, I've always been there. My partner went through some shit. I tried to handle everything, and now it's at the point where it's like, okay, we can't do anything else. At this point, the only thing that we can do as a company is put the brakes on something, like just hit the brakes and start over. Try again. Because what we're doing isn't working, and it's just an insanity thing at this point. Just doing the same thing over and over and over again, and no results, just no different result. And it's...
Right.
I can't do it, man. My partner has been through so much. I've been through so much. And that shit ends today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You gotta put a stop to that.
Email.
I got it right now.
Send me that information.
Yep.
And I will send it to him. And next week on Tuesday, we have an email, a meeting together. We have a few meetings probably that day, but, he'll read over it. We'll review it. And we'll 100% make a decision. So we're looking at the lead companies.
I was going to say, I mean, you're definitely browsing around, you know, obviously you see value in everything yourself. I mean, let's start off with this. And be honest with me, you know. I mean, you probably heard other companies pitching out to you, you know, being on Google and blah, blah, blah. Based off of what you're hearing from us. Like, oh, you have not? Oh, okay. Well, how do you feel? How do you feel with us so far?
So far, so good. So far, so good.
Okay.
But here's the deal. I'm not the one that's putting up the money. Right? My partner not being involved, I think he's, a little like ready to go now. And this is just the way he's always done things. So imagine if you're in my shoes, you know, he has had success. With a lot of other businesses, millionaire, you know what I mean? And, with insurance and stuff. So I have to be willing to trust him and think that, you know, he has knowledge. And on top of that, if you're a business owner and you have a partner and, you know, it's like that person's putting up the money or not, you're going to go over these decisions together. We have to.
Yes.
We have to make unified decisions. You know, before when he was struggling and having his moments, it was like, okay, dude, you're not there, so I made the decision.
Right.
But, you know.
Okay. This is a big deal, though.
So what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing, I think is good. My partner just needs to see it as well. Because there's other decisions that we can also... There's other routes, not necessarily with Google, but there's other routes for lead gen that we're going to do. But yes, he also does see the value in Google. He has multiple businesses that he's a part of, and one of them is doing really well with Google Ads. So yes, Google is 100% an option. It's not like we're just talking and it's going nowhere. 100% Google is an option. Okay.
Okay.
He made a few good points. To mention and ask and stuff.
Yep.
So that's why I'm here. Stop it.
And I'm glad, though. That just shows me that you guys know, tells me he knows what he's talking about, what to ask as well, too. And it's good questions. I have it all. I even got the reference in there for you guys as well with the website link for them, for you guys to take a look at the website we developed for them. Now, that's a whole other thing as far as website. I mean, you guys are all set. But, I mean, as far as that goes, we are a one-stop shop. We want to make sure they're set up for success. Right, and these guys are—they're doing very well, and you'll see that. Right?
The one thing he saw. Stop it. The one thing he saw on the website.
Yeah.
On your website, that was not. He didn't think it, you know, you lied to me or anything, but the one thing he saw no bite was the whole price thing, where he said he saw something on there. I think that said like 92. It was like 92 appointments. For 92 leads for like 9,000 or something like that.
Oh, I'm looking. I'm on that page right now. Let me look at this one.
Or maybe that was a different company. Maybe
yeah, that's a different company, man. I was going to say, we never played anything like that.
I think he's, okay, yeah, no, you're right, that was. I think he did see something, though, on yours, on Local Splash, where it, there was other prices.
Yeah.
For different or similar services.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So the one that we have you guys for is the Platinum Premier Package. I put the label in there in the email. That way you can compare and contrast all the stuff and everything that's actually going to be additional with it. Now, the lower packages, though, is the ones that are not Google Ads. They're actually just getting on the local map section, and the radius is even smaller. So it doesn't show that on the website on there, but to give you the detail on there, the reason why I didn't bring that up is because I already know you guys are trying to travel far. It would be pointless for you to spend money on something just that it hit a small radius. That wouldn't make sense. The package that is above that one is our ideal package. Now, that includes our My Site, like it includes a lot of extra other features and things like that. But to be honest with you, on everything that you were discussing with me, that's not what you were looking for. So I'm not going to try to tell you something. If you're coming to a Honda dealership asking for a Honda, you know, Element, I'm not going to try to sell you on a Mercedes-Benz. Like, you know what I mean? So I want to make sure we can deliver on something that's something that you see value in, you know. So that's the main reason on that. Let me ask you this, though. I mean, obviously he did his homework, too. After seeing everything on this email here, is there maybe a day that we could possibly do this before next week? Like, so that way, if this is the way to go and you guys are like, man, we're both for this, is there any way we can possibly have to set up a meeting just between the three of us here? Kind of three-way?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
That way, because we usually, the big reason I put that out there, I'm not talking about SSL tactic, man. You know me now. You know, I'm pretty straightforward. So, as far as this setup, we want to make sure our team is on the same page with you. They want to make sure they speak to you. They want to introduce themselves, go over how often you want your ads put out there in further detail, right? They don't do that normally same day. So they'll do it the following day after. Or if we're closed on weekends, so if it was happening on Friday, then we'll pop up on Monday as that meeting. You see what I'm saying? So time is of the essence, especially if you're canceling your guys today. Then I'm going to tell you right now, we need to make sure we're jumping on as quickly as possible so that way you're not missing more opportunities. Okay? Because today is what? It's already Thursday. I mean, is there any way we can see if we can set something up there today or even possibly tomorrow? Would that make sense if we could?
Probably not with him, but with me, mate. You know, with me, yes, but not with him. I'm going to have to touch base with him. What do you want to go over in the meeting?
So, with the three of us?
Stop it. Yes, with the three of us.
Okay. Yeah, the three of us, the reason why I want to, you know, talk about all three of us, so that way there's no miscommunication too. I mean, I want to make sure that if he has certain things that comes to concern, and we're, you know, like, hey, John, I ask you another question or this, I want to make sure he feels comfortable too. I mean, I'm sure he trusts your word, obviously, you know what I mean? But I want to see if we can get things running in a timely manner so that way it's I'm just trying to be professional, Alexander. That's all I'm trying to be.
I get it. I know that what he wants is going to be, he's going to want information.
Mm-hmm.
To at least make sure that what you're offering is going to, you know, be in the ballpark of what we're looking for as a company.
Oh, that's the other thing I didn't put in that email, man. I'm going to send a second email of my suggestion far as if it's going to be for the results. I remember you mentioning that as well.
Not you.
That
go. Chloe, go.
Let me go.
Sorry,
ahead
my
and...
dogs. I'm just moving them
out. No, you're good. You're good. Let me just go over... I'm going to put Google Ads suggestion as the second
title. He wants to know. Like I said, the biggest thing with him is going to be, have you worked with solar companies in the past, and what success have you had with them? That's, you know, because the reason behind that is we are tired of working with companies and becoming the guinea pig. Right?
Yeah.
That ends. We, as much as that's really cool, but it's such a small chance of actually finding someone who knows what they're doing.
Right.
Who's like, okay, yeah, you're my first solar company, but I'm going to blow this shit up, and they actually do. Most of the time, that's not the case. And we're done with that, man. We want somebody who is reputable, and that may be you, but we want somebody who's reputable, knows what they're doing, and is going to produce. That's
it. Sir.
We're not playing that guinea pig game anymore.
I'm actually smiling. You could probably feel the smile on my side over here because that's exactly what we're looking for in our end over here, man. Like, people that are business owners that want the results, they don't care about having quantity of calls. They want to make sure they get quality calls. They want to have good communication, a team that can get results, and that's what we like, honestly, because that's what we could deliver.
Right.
And it shows our reputation speaks for itself. It really does. So, I'm sending you this second email, just to give you my suggestion of, as far as the pricing on there, I'm going to pretty much say to keep it like the way it is and being able to have that flexibility to add more if you wanted to. But I think it really is more than enough at this point right now. And to having that savings on there, because you'll have that savings to say, all right, well, hey, did it work very well to the point where we need to put more, or did it work very well where we don't need to put more? You'll be able to have that answer within that month. You know what I mean? So you can definitely gauge it.
The other thing too is like, you know, with these solar, there's some like lead companies out there, right? So here's something that he also brought up too, which was a good point. Let's just say we go to like a solar lead company where we buy leads and we can buy an exclusive lead for $200, right?
Right.
Right, but we can buy another lead that was also given to somebody else, you know, like maybe two other companies for $20, right?
Yeah.
Would you purchase the one for $200, or would you get one for $200 or two for $200,
right,
or would you rather get, you know, 10 for $200? You know what I mean? And that was a good point.
Yeah. I'm going to give you my honest thing here is I have a friend, he lives in Florida, and he owns his own company for solar. And even him with that, he still buys leads and finds ways to generate his own leads as well too. So that way employee.
Of course.
So I get it. I'm actually
we're talking,
a lot more knowledgeable than you think
apples
on that.
And oranges. Apples and oranges. I was just
saying
that to let you know where my partner's mind is. Like he's thinking in terms of not money per se, but in terms of what is going to get us the best return. What is going to help us build our business? It's not about the money. If it's 400 or 200, but what are we getting for it? That's the whole concept behind his mindset. It's not about how much your services cost. It's what are we getting for that price? Because we don't want to spend a dollar or $200 or $2,000on something that is for nothing. We just want to make sure at this point in our business, every penny that we spend as a company. Because here's the thing. I'm working for that other company. I'm going to pay my bills, and then guess what? The rest of that money is going to be invested into our company. So it's, you know, I'm going to be spending, you know, money of my own, company money, and I don't care which one it is, it needs to be spent the right way.
Yeah.
That's it.
Perfect. All right. Well, we're on the same page, man. Say less. I got you. I'm sending a second email here saying, you know, about my suggestion as far as ad spend and things like that and how it could be flexible to add more if you needed it to, but that's all set and done. Let's set up a time where we could talk. I want to make sure you speak to him. He can see the email, read through it, and that way you guys can make a decision on that, you know, as a team there. What time and what can we do to see if we can make something happen, possibly later today or tomorrow at latest there? Is that all right with you, or?
Like I said, I don't know if today or tomorrow is going to work.
Okay.
It's probably going to end up being early next week. Probably Tuesday-ish. It's just where it's going to land. I'm going to send him over the information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to send over the information to him, and he'll let me know. And then that number you text me on, that goes right to you or what?
Yep, that goes right to me. Yes, sir. 877.
All right. Well, I'll just text you on that then. I get information, when we set up a call, I'll just text you on that and let you know what we're going to do. That's all. I mean, that's the best I can give you at this moment in time, just because there's a lot going on. He's got his own shit. He's got his own stuff going on the side. I got my own stuff going on the side. It's a lot. So.
Okay.
I'm moving like a lot as we're talking right now.
I hear it, man.
Like crazy. So.
You got dogs barking and everything. You're hustling, but I gotta say this. Thank you for you know reaching back and communicating with me.
Of course.
That just it makes it everything more secure in my mind to say we could definitely do well with you. You know that's actually something we put in our voice verification where things are recorded. We said please stay actively involved in your campaign. Meaning we can't read your mind and communicate with us. You know what I mean? So,
right. Like, right. Yeah. No, we know that too. Sounds like a relationship.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, man, I'm right there with you, dude. Let me, like I said, let me get on my computer. Let me get the email set. Let me figure out all my other ad stuff that I got to cancel. Let me get all that squared away. I'm going to send him over the email, the both of them. I'll send him over both of them. That way he has them. Let me, like I said, just let me get that to him. Let me get him reading it. And, once he makes a decision, or once he gives me the word, it'll be so much better to jump on a call next week, because once he actually reads it and gets a decision, then when we actually jump on that call, it'll be a lot more informative, and we'll probably get to a point where we can be like, all right, let's do it.
Okay.
Because if he wants to jump on a call, it means he's interested in the services.
Perfect. All right. Sounds like a plan, man. I'm looking forward to it. And again, we're closed on the weekend, so if you text me on the weekend, man, you're not going to get anything back at that time.
That's fine.
All right, cool.
That's fine, dude. That's perfectly fine. We'll make it work. Like I said,
all right, man.
So fucking crazy busy.
It's always better than that.
I appreciate you. You spending that time with me. I'll get that information over to him, and I'll get you an answer.
All right. Sounds like a solid plan, partner. All right, Alex. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, John. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.